Senator Liz Krueger, a Manhattan Democrat who is a longtime supporter of legalizing the drug, says the new bill incorporates some of the ideas the governor and legislature came up with when they talked about the issue during budget talks.
We've attempted to take all of the negotiated agreements that took place during budget negotiations and expand our bill.
The bill includes the establishment of a single government unit to manage and regulate all cannabis-related products, including hemp and CBD products, which currently are sold widely but are unregulated. The assembly sponsor, Majority Leader Crystal Peoples Stokes, a Buffalo Democrat, says the measure still includes a provision that she supports. It would allocate some of the revenues collected from taxes on the sale of the drug to communities adversely affected by marijuana prohibition.
A certain percentage of it would go towards communities that have been negatively impacted by the mass incarceration.
She says there will also be money to help police enforce safe driving rules.
And a certain percentage of it will go for research and drug prevention and treatment.
In addition, the measure would seal the criminal records of people convicted of misdemeanor marijuana-related charges. Senator Krueger says the Senate does not have enough votes right now to pass the bill, and she's looking to the Assembly to approve the measure first. She also wants Governor Andrew Cuomo, who has said he backs legalized marijuana, to help convince senators who are on the fence.
And then I can try to make the case that people who might have been scared away when it dropped out of the budget should come back to vote for it.
People Stokes says she's okay with that.
It's not something that we're adverse to, and we will look to do that this time.
Cuomo says he's reluctant to persuade anyone to vote for the bill if they don't want to. The governor spoke on Rochester Public Radio Station WXXI's Connection with Evan Dawson on May 10th.
I support it, but if they're starting to suggest that I need to twist arms, that's a bad sign, because arm twisting doesn't work, and it means they don't have the political support.
The new version of the bill also expands the state's medical marijuana program. It would eliminate the requirement that New Yorkers with just 17 specific diseases could have access to the treatment, and it leaves it up to the doctor and the patient to decide whether the drug is appropriate to use. Senator Krueger says it might be easier to pass the medical marijuana expansion without legalizing recreational use, but she believes both are needed.
If you don't increase the volume of the program, which I believe includes the non-medical, you don't have enough people growing, you don't have enough patients using, and it's economically unrealistic.
Krueger says if lawmakers adjourn for the year without approving a comprehensive package on marijuana, she believes they will have flunked the assignment. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.